Iraq's election commission is investigating what it calls unusually high numbers of yes votes in several provinces during last weekend's referendum on the constitution. The investigation is focused on 12 predominantly Shiite and Kurdish provinces. There, as many as 99% of voters are reported to have cast ballots in favor of the constitution. Joining me now from Baghdad is New York Times reporter Dexter Filkins. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some Sunni Arab leaders have alleged fraud in Saturday's voting. One told you in the article in today's Times that he knew of ballot stuffing at one polling place. Is there evidence to support these claims?
There's not any that anybody has seen. I mean, maybe this particular Sunni politician did. I have to say the strangest, you know, when you have a 99% vote total, it does kind of, you know, bring back memories of the Soviet Union or even of Saddam. What's unusual here, and I think what's puzzling, is that neither the Shiites nor the Kurds really had much reason to commit fraud, if you thought about their position. I mean, most people support, they have 80% of the population together, and most of the voters, the overwhelming majority of the voters anyway, probably would have supported the Constitution. So it's kind of, the whole thing is kind of puzzling.
Well, how are Iraqi election officials going about their investigation?
Well, there's an Iraqi election commission, and there's six people on it, and then there's a seventh member who's from the United Nations, an international member. And they can go back basically over the entire process. They'll check the registration forms. They'll see how many people signed in, how many people voted. I think they'll try to reconstruct the vote in some of these areas and just see if they come across stuff that looks fishy.
Yeah, you know, interesting. The leaders there have a lot to do with how people vote. They tell them vote yes, vote no, and in theory, a lot of people will follow that. Could that account for a very high percentage of yeses?
Yeah, it could. It actually could. I mean, you know, this is a very polarized society, and it's also one that's politically, democratically kind of immature. And, you know, in the United States or Western Europe, leaders offer endorsements and people kind of take them or leave them. But here they can, you know, they mean a lot. And so, for example, Grand Ayatollah Sistani, who's, you know, revered and with unquestioning allegiance, really, by a great majority of the Shiites, who are a majority of the country. I talked to Shiite voters on Saturday who said, well, I didn't really get a chance to read the Constitution, but, you know, the Ayatollah Sistani supported it, so I'm for it. And so it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility, though, you know, 99% of people voting all one way is pretty surprising, even under those circumstances.
Well, just very quickly, when is this supposed to get sorted out, and then what might be the likely outcome?
Well, it needs to be, I think everybody here recognizes, the Iraqis, that it needs to be sorted out quickly, because there's a series of deadlines between now and December 15th, when is scheduled the full-term nationwide parliamentary elections. And so there's kind of there's a concern that this, whatever these problems are, or incongruities need to be sorted out rather quickly so that these deadlines don't have to be pushed back.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dexter Filkins is a reporter for The New York Times, joining us on the line from Baghdad.